A timeline of how the Wuhan coronavirus has spread and how the world has reacted. By Lon Tweeten, Emily Barone, and Elijah Wolfson. A new virus has emerged from central China, infecting thousands with severe respiratory illness and killing dozens. Health officials, doctors, and researchers are scrambling to contain the outbreak. As of publication, there are over 8,200 confirmed cases globally and over 170 deaths attributed to the infection, the vast majority in China. In just under a month, the coronavirus has triggered a series of events, from entry port screenings to complete lockdown of affected cities. Here's a timeline showing how the virus sprouted from one city to become a health crisis that's now being addressed on a global scale. December 31, 2019, the animal-to-human jump. Several people in Wuhan, the capital and largest city in Hubei province, report symptoms caused by a virus that's later tied to the Hunan seafood market, which sells primarily fish and shellfish, but also wild game like beavers, porcupines, and snakes. It's still not clear in what animal the 2019 NCOV originated. January 7, 2020. Cause identified. Chinese health authorities announced they had isolated the pathogen. 2019 NCOV, as it's called, belongs to the coronavirus family, which includes SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, and MERS, Middle East respiratory syndrome, and spreads via airborne droplets. January 9th, first fatality. Officials announced the first 2019 NCOV-related death recorded in Wuhan. To date, there have been 171 deaths, all in China. While that makes for a relatively low mortality rate compared to SARS, for example, it's still alarming. A day later, the Chinese government posts the genetic blueprint for 2019 NCOV online. Meanwhile, as people travel around China, the virus spreads outside Hubei province. January 13th to 15th, international exposure. Health officials in Thailand and Japan announced that they've confirmed 2019 NCOV infections in travelers in their respective countries, the first outside of China. The two countries begin to screen anyone arriving from Wuhan. January 17th, passenger screening. The U.S. begins airport health checks on all travelers from Wuhan and later all travelers from China. 4 days later, on January 21st, officials confirmed that a man in Washington State who had recently returned from a trip to the Wuhan area was infected with the novel coronavirus. January 23rd, city quarantined. Chinese officials suspend travel in and out of Wuhan, a city of over 10 million. Similar travel bans follow in other cities in Hubei province, affecting a total of about 50 million people. January 24th, hospitals overwhelmed. In response to the increasing numbers of sick patients in Wuhan, which are straining hospital staff and depleting medical supplies, the Chinese government breaks ground on the Huoshenshan Hospital, one of two such 1,000-plus bed facilities planned to be operational sometime in the first week of February. Meanwhile, public health experts scramble to figure out basic and essential facts about this never-before-seen virus, like whether or not someone who's infected but not yet showing symptoms can transmit the disease to others. January 30th, what comes next? As the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirms the first known person-to-person transmission of the virus in the country and confirmed cases continue to rise rapidly, scientists all around the world are racing to develop treatments and a vaccine.